I assumed it was because I was doing the reverse and I probably shouldn't have been doing it. And I was all, and they were like nudging and staring. And I
went, you thought it was in a bitchy way.
Mm-hmm. So I went, yeah, you okay?
No, Lauren.
Right. So then I reversed, I was like, you okay?
Aggressive.
Aggressive. I was. I'd lost my fucking head. And then I saw one of them mime. And I was like, fuck!
Guys, we're living in a fucking man's world. In any fucking family hotel, you can buy porn.
Can you?
Yeah. You can buy
still
porn.
Do that?
Yeah. You can buy porn, you can buy football.
Ah.
Can you watch Real Housewives? No, you fucking can't. Like, yeah. Literally, I've told you about my friend that went on that date with that guy and he left loads of financial
yes.
documents
spread around, around the kitchen.
Oh, sorry, where's my bank account? Bazillion million pounds. Like, no.
Right, hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nib Tug. We've not done the full one for a bit. Not giving a...
Yeah.
Fuck. That got dropped, didn't it, that ending?
Well, you know.
Clients.
Mm. It's not very...
We're still not brand friendly.
No, we're
maybe
we're
we
not.
Should just go full fuck force.
Full
like...
fuck force, Nib Tug. We do not give a fuck.
Exactly. Now, guys, welcome to the podcast that is your favourite.
Yeah.
We've got loads of new... listeners here, we've just learned off Lukey.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that combo.
Babe, we've got like a lot of new listeners.
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you and welcome.
So don't forget, if you're new here, you can go right to the back. You can literally start from day one. I mean, I would dread to think how that was. Don't judge us too much. We do change. People can evolve.
People enjoy listening from the beginning because you see our whole lives change.
Yeah.
Like bit by bit. Like it's good. And there's a lot of really funny stories at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe we... Do you know what I was thinking? We should potentially do an episode because obviously we've got our long-term listeners and the ones that have been there since the beginning. But there's also some really funny stories that were told years ago. And
like
maybe we should
memories.
Do an episode of our funniest stories again. And then I think people that have already heard it will still find it funny. And I think the new people can
and
get
I feel
into
like
it.
Some people have got questions about some of the stories still.
Oh, okay.
I
right.
get asked questions.
Right. Well, maybe we need to do like a best bits kind of thing or like
okay.
a recap. I think that would be good.
Cute.
If anyone wants that, let us know.
So, guys, if you are new here, like I said, you can go right back to the beginning and listen. We've also got this thing that you'll hear us talking about. It's called Patreon. Okay, you're gonna hear us yapping about, we saw that on Patty Patreon. Blah, blah, blah. So basically what Patreon is you get an extra episode, which is also video recorded. You get ad-free episodes the day before they come out.
Yeah, Tuesday 5 p.m.
Legit, like first access to everything. So we've got a cosmetic consult launch. They're gonna get first access over on Patreon there. We do discounts, we do giveaways, we answer your questions. The other girlies on there, like literally it is a girl and boy gang and they all look after each other.
That's got loads of new people on.
Meetups.
Yep.
The book.
Not like that. Club. Not like that.
The bargain bucket for all of your discount codes, recommendations. People even talk about like surgery on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they do.
And they're like, has anyone been to this doctor? Has anyone been abroad for this, that, the
yeah.
other? Then we've also got like the trying to conceive chat. Then we also have the pregnancy and mum chat. There's so much going on there. So that's Patreon. Just wanted to clear that up. Now, also, we are on YouTube. You need to hit the subscribe button. We want to see you subscribing on YouTube. Also, on your Apple and your Spotify, you can hit subscribe and follow to the podcast. So every time there's a new drop, it will pop up on your phone.
There's just so much.
I just got an absolute erection from that intro.
Did you like
it? Fucking smashed it.
Well done.
I'm good, aren't I?
Well done.
And can I just say today, do you remember my first sex teacher? No. Just because I'm a fucking lad. And it was like porno where, you know, it'd be like the teacher,
okay.
you know, Miss Star, with like the little glasses.
And that's what she's giving off today?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like them?
Mm.
Cute, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told I'm giving off lesbian.
No, I didn't say that. I said you're more of a lesbian than
ah.
me. And the word wasn't lesbian.
I know, but I didn't like to say it.
I don't know what's up with me today. I've talked about my first sex teacher, and I talked about your cannons.
As soon as I walked in, he said something about cannons, and I thought he meant the cameras.
Have
I was like,
honestly, got no bra on.
No,
they look sensational. Is that like a supportive?
It's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. They're just.
Are you so glad you didn't do the tummy tuck?
No. It's not good.
Do you know who I was speaking to?
It's not good.
I have tea to spill. I've been in communication with the UK version of the beauty broker.
Oh, okay.
And she...
Brave job.
Hasn't fully started yet.
Right.
But has, yeah.
So the beauty broker in America is basically somebody that you go
Melina.
To for all your recommendations, I guess. And so, go to her, she'll put you with the right surgeon. It's kind of like it's what expensive. We used to do years ago, really.
It's expensive. So you go, but it's so worth it. If I had the money,
well, you're having
I
surgery.
Would go with a list of things to Melina and I would say, hi, Melina, this is what I want done and this is my budget and this is, you know, I want to be near the kids. Or you say all of that. And then she goes and matches you with a doctor. Now, I've heard that Netflix are making a programme about
that would be
her.
Really interesting.
But we need a UK version. And she does deal with people in the UK. I've thought of using her before for tummy tuck surgery. Yeah. Because we say this all the time. We've not found a really bob-on tummy tuck person just yet. However, there is a guy in Lithuania, supposedly, that is absolutely sensational.
One of our listeners, long-term listeners, sent me some pictures of
hers. I know about three or four now.
Yeah, meant to be really good.
And he specialises in the hernia belly thing.
I need that.
So basically, I was speaking to her about tummy tucks and she said there's two newer up-and-coming tummy tucky people and she said the belly buttons.
Because it's the belly buttons for me.
Are the best belly button she's ever seen. So I'll give you her details.
Please do. Yeah, I have been back in talks with... I can probably say it. Yeah, I don't think it's any... You know that Dr. Dooku? Who does...
Sudoku.
Yeah. Shut up.
Bum filler.
He does bum filler. I'm not doing that. I really want to, but I'm not. He does a tummy thing. Listen, I'm not saying do it. Not. I'm just saying, I've looked at some of the before and afters, and a lot of them look like me before. The afters look quite good. So I've been in talks with them, just being totally transparent. Okay. And I sent them an email because they wanted some information. And I actually said in the email, however, I would not be comfortable talking about this until after and I've seen my results.
Like,
and if I am not happy with my results, this I'm not talking about it. And I don't think they're going to get back to me based on
even
that.
Like my facelift, like there's a girl at the minute on TikTok talking about her facelift. She's not had a facelift, she's had a temporal lift and a lip lift and she's 28 and it's like trending everywhere and everyone wants to know what I think of it. And I've been fucking dragged into it.
Oh, have
in
you?
In the comments section.
Oh.
Did you see us? He's doing 100. And this is why I didn't say my facelift surgeon, because there's still some things that I would want fixing that they haven't fixed.
Yeah.
And
then it's too late.
Do you know what I mean? And I felt like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's really hard.
You should have a pair of fucking bollocks if you are going to go and say, I went to this surgeon, 10 out of 10, recommend. I even think if you did have a 10 out of 10 experience, just be very fucking careful doing that, because it's not like buying a fucking top.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like buying a pair of shoes or a car. It's fucking surgery and everyone's version of whether an operation went right or not.
This is the other thing. It's their version and what you think was okay, someone else might not. And also, it's so
how you
personal.
Find a doctor on the day,
it's
even.
So personal. You buy a car. The car is the car. That's it.
Yeah, metal.
It's the same for everyone. You have surgery. You may get an infection. Your skin may not retract. But all these things that are personal to you, just because someone else had a great face. You can kind of think, well, he must be a decent surgeon.
Well, this
you
is like
could
the bleff lady. Like, everyone's like, it was great for me. Okay.
But then what if for 10 people it wasn't?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? It's a really tough one. So I have spoken to them and I'll be dead and I'll tell you the truth about it.
The only concern
just
I have
a bit
with
like,
that, Lauren, is just remember there's no quick fix.
Okay? No, I agree.
Right. So I was speaking to someone the other day. Hi, I'm not going to name the names, but some kind of biostimulator.
I got a message
and
off a
another very intensive radio frequency thing. And I went, listen, because people message me all the time, shall I get this? Totally on you. Personally, I wouldn't get it. That's always a great That's always a great way to go back. But with your tummy as well, it's the same as your face, Lauren. You need the book. You need to with open the layers. The pages,
yeah.
If you have whatever the hell this frying of the skin is. I don't even
know what it is.
It must be frying of the skin.
I don't know.
Any skin tightening is some kind of... Yeah. Think of a piece of bacon on a pan.
It's sucking. It's tightening.
No, it is. Mm. It is.
It's tightening.
Unless you're cutting it off. The only other way you're going to shrink skin is by fucking frying
and
it.
And then it retracts, basically.
So...
I know. I've not agreed to anything. I'm just back and forth about it.
Buy cheap, pay twice. Yeah. And I know it's not like that whole thing, but what I'm saying is...
Is it worth doing a half job or doing the full job? I totally agree, but I just haven't found somebody that to do the full job that I'm investigating it, basically. Whether I'll do it or not, I don't know.
I can survive one round of lipo on my tummy before I need a tummy tuck.
I can't do it.
And you've not got any fat.
I'm done. I've collapsed.
Body tight is, again, the frying.
It's really hard. The stomach's one of the hardest ones we get asked about.
I'm going to go to that guy that did Lily Phillips, and he's quite a few of the girls on Patty.
Do you not worry, though, if you have lipo, it will then give... You're going to have to see what happens after baby, how your skin is, and then go from there.
I don't mean to sound like a dick, but it's all right.
Mine was, though. When I was, heavily pregnant, it was still pretty good. But do you know what do you know what's done me? It wasn't the pregnancy. It was the weight loss after.
Oh, you lost it really quick, didn't you?
The pregnancy didn't really do me.
I'm enjoying my curviness,
you know? Yeah, like, I know,
Megan
I agree.
Said to me...
I agree.
My face and everything looks so much better.
I totally agree.
And, like, my bum is meant to be a big... Like, my bum is huge.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think what got my stomach, it wasn't actually the pregnancy. It was the weight loss after.
Body contouring and keep the chunk.
I totally agree.
It's not a chunk, by the way. It's just whatever.
Yeah, we're not saying that.
Listen, we can speak about ourselves like this.
However we want.
No,
I get it. I get it. And I sometimes think that. But yeah, anyway, we are where we are.
And I need you to put me on all of your peptide things because I know that you're a peptide expert.
I'm a peptide slut. So please, but girls, don't ask me much about it unless it's on Patreon, maybe, because it's not FDA approved.
Okay.
Okay, right. Let's talk about our catch up. I have had lip blush. So if anyone's wondering why I've got such a dark lip, I had lip blush done. I haven't had it done for just before my wedding. So we're coming up to 2 years now. I used to do lip blush. I used to teach it. Thanks. So I've had...
That is beautiful. Vive Bounce Balm.
Thank you.
Stunning.
So I have... Sophie has done my lips for years. But when I was a teacher and I taught it and stuff, I used to let the students practice on me. Which I shouldn't have done, but I'm a girl's girl. And if models didn't, sorry, I'm just, if model, thank you, models didn't turn it up, I would be like, fuck it, do mine. Because these girls wouldn't
have passed. How many times do you reckon you've had them done?
8, 9, 10.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually met Sophie, who's one of my best friends. She did my lip blush and we just hit it off. Anyway.
She's so pretty.
She's beautiful. And she's so, so good. So what I wanted to speak about today, a tiny little bit about lip blush. We've spoken about it before, but I swear to you, if you want... Low maintenance, high maintenance,
to be low maintenance. Yeah,
you got to get your lip blush done, girls. You've got to get
brows
it done.
Brows and lips.
Brows and lips, because then when you wake up, one of the telltale signs when you wake up and your mouth blends to your face, like, and it also means you may not need to go with the filler.
I want to go to Sophie.
You might not need to go as crazy with the filler because it does give you the outline. When you put your lip liner on, you just copy it. You can go dark or light. I like mine quite dark, so I've always been like that. But
you're
can have the
brownie girl.
I'm a brownie, darky, reddy girl, but a lot of girls go really light and natural, whatever. My God, it was like you just... What was that?
That was so camp.
What was it?
Did that show up on the camera?
Yeah.
I love
like
that.
Like a puff of smoke across the side. yeah. So... Yeah, lip blush, absolutely 10 out of 10. So I go to Arch & Co. So different places that do it. But what I actually wanted to touch on was the scar work that she does.
Oh my gosh, some of that stuff.
So I just think this is really helpful for everyone. If you've had surgery, whatever that may be.
Section.
If you've had, if you've got a scar from whatever. If you have stretch marks. Sophie was saying to me, because she's done scar camouflage and needling. So basically what they normally do is micro needling first to flatten the scar out and get rid of like the texture.
She's like a scar expert, right?
She's fantastic. And then she'll do scar camouflage, which is basically colouring in the scar to similar to the scar. I can't do it, and I could never do it. I was not great.
Like a tattoo, but over the scar.
Yeah, she's just so good at it. Anyway, she was saying to me that the pigments and a lot of the techniques have come on so much since I even worked there. She was like, Lauren, you honestly, you won't believe what I can do with scars. So Arch & Co, have a look, because I know a lot of you girls have had surgery. We've all had the cosmetics. We've had the sections. We've had this, that, the other. If you're struggling with a scar,
the nipple reconstruction, the nipples, even for cancer.
Yeah,
patients.
I just thought I'd mention it because I know a lot of people do suffer with scarring, and she can
scarring
nearly get rid of it.
It's awful.
It's amazing. Like, when I've considered different surgeries, I don't worry about the scar now because I'm like, self will fix it. So yeah, that is just to let you know, I thought about it and I thought, I bet that could be really helpful to anyone listening with a scar. She's in Dubai all the time though, so God knows how you'd get in with her. But yeah, she does come back. So yeah, my lip blush is just getting a little bit crusty now. And then it'll just flake a little bit. And then I will look like I've just got constant lippy glow.
Gorgeous.
What have you, have you had any treatments done?
I went to Skin Dress to
see our good friend
Charlotte. A microspicule treatment.
So that, was it the
green peel powder? So nice. And that SPF, I got another one of them for in my car because we were talking about it, the sensitive skin lab. Charlotte, again, is just really fucking good. Like, she, you go in, I don't even know what I want, and I just say, help.
Help. Yeah, Emma Milton went to her, and she's been helping her loads.
Boom. And I took Frankie with me, and she loved the experience of going. And she bought a whole new...
Her skincare, it's coming online. Her skincare's coming online. Her skincare.
So we can share our favourite.
Yeah, and I will, because people often ask me, and I'm like, no point posting it because none of you can get it anywhere, but she's going to have a website. So that's really good.
Yeah, the Lyra stuff's beautiful.
Yes.
So then, what else have I been up to? Teddy's birthday is at the weekend, and my 5-year wedding anniversary.
Oh!
What the fuck?
5 years. Wow, the pod's been going longer than I thought. I thought it was 4. It must be 5.
5.
Are you going to do anything for it?
Well, Ed was like, can I take you out for our wedding anniversary?
Can I take you out?
And then I was like, no, I'm working. And he was like, you're working? Got our wedding anniversary. I was like, stop acting like
you wouldn't. Yeah. What was he going to do? Take for a nice meal or something?
Yeah. We went to Soho House at the weekend for brunch.
Did you see that
chopped salad.
It's not for me, but the other food there.
Ed had a full English.
Yeah, that's more.
What else have I been up to? Oh, just dealing with launch stuff. CC Insider program launched. Everyone's going fucking wild.
Yes, I've seen it linked all
over. Wild. So basically, if you're a subscriber, you can sign into your account and then you grab this referral code that you share with your friends, share it on Instagram, in your WhatsApp. Hannah texted me this morning saying she's made £80.
I bet she has. Because that girl has got contacts.
I know.
She knows everyone.
So you copy this unique code, then you get £10 credit if someone uses your code. And they
That's
get
really
15 quid off. How good is that?
That's
and at
really
the minute,
good.
We've got the free gifts.
Do you know what? It makes sense. I think this is the thing, like when...
You have to reward
people are buying into it. They're spending the hard-earned money. They're part of the brand. And I think it's really nice to then give them something back because they've bought it. They've
so
bought into
launched.
It all.
Then I'm training my sister up. She started with me this week.
Frankie's great.
And then I...
You went to Grantley Hall.
Yeah, I'll tell you all about that. Eyes are launching soon.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a little launch brunch for that. It's Teddy's birthday party on Sunday.
I'm coming later.
It is not a party. It's just inflatables.
That's fine.
What I'm telling
you. I totally forgot. You know when you have one of those moments where you're like,
Lucas, have I sent you the invite for that brunch thing? I'll send you.
I literally, it's 30th next Thursday.
Yeah.
I had one of those moments where I was like, ugh! I had to text one of the mums, is there a party with you on Sunday? She was like, yes, Lauren. I was like, fucking hell. So I'm going to...
Man, these kids' parties.
I know. And there's one on Saturday with Teddy as well. And then after the party, we're going to come.
If you've got time.
No, we'll come because I've got to take the little one back to a mum. So we'll but I'll be late.
Don't worry. Yes, me and Frankie went to Grantley Hall.
Tell us everything. Oh, do you want to tell it on the bonus?
It's lovely. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's stunning. But
we do like Grantley Hall.
I've been so many times now. Like, I don't mean to sound like a twat when I say that. And
are you done?
I've just been a lot of times.
The thing is, there's only so much you can do wherever expensive. It is, even if it's gorgeous or whatever. There's only so many times.
A massage is £160.
No, wouldn't catch me ever. And I hate them. I hate having massages. I hate it. I only like going to like a Thai massage or like a proper physio. Proper, because I think I lie there with my head through that fucking hole, my nose dripping, and I'm pug, and with my ring around my head, and I lie there thinking I'm bored, and then it ticks up to £160. Every 10 minutes I'd be like £16, £20, £25, £24. And like, it really pisses me off. And then they're just stroking your back. I think, oh, come on, anyone can fucking do that. I just don't like them. I don't like being touched.
I'm a horrible customer, but we wanted room service, and I was like, yeah, you will put like Netflix on and watch Tyson Fury new programme.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Mm. And we got to room, and there's no Amazon or Netflix on the TV.
That really, like, I'm really pisses sorry. Me
it's 2026.
Off.
I agree. There's actually no excuse for that.
When I go to a hotel, I think at our age as well, you tend to, like when me and James go anywhere, we'll be out in the day. Yeah. We'll go home,
and then the
we'll
kids are asleep
service,
and me and
We'll snuggle up and we'll watch a film. We went to, where did we go? It was Cyprus or something. No. Corfu. Lovely hotel, 5-star. Went on to put the telly on and it was foreign channels. No, I want to sit cozy up. So then I was trying to do screen share from that. I'm not very bougie, but I actually agree. It's fucking annoying. Or there should be a way to connect or something.
Literally, like, it's 2026. There should be a speaker in your room, a phone charging station, and Netflix and Amazon.
I agree,
on
there should be some nice TV for the evening, especially if you've got kids, because you put them to bed early. What are you going to do? I agree. So did you do?
I think someone overheard when they were
overheard me loudly going
when they were putting the food in the room. I was like, this is so annoying, I just want you to do it. And then they rang and they were like, we're gonna bring a TV up to your room. So that was nice.
And they brought a full-on TV up, didn't they, and plugged it in.
What was there, not a TV in there?
Yeah, but it didn't have anything on it,
so they had to bring another TV.
It had like 3 channels on it. But why the fuck, guys, we're living in a fucking man's world. In any fucking family hotel you can buy porn.
Can you?
Yeah.
Still do that.
Yeah, you can buy porn, you can buy football. Can you watch Real Housewives? No, you fucking can't.
Yeah, I agree.
That's such a good point.
It is because we're living in a man's world.
So they brought the TV up.
Yes.
What did you get from room service? I always like
fish
that.
Fish and chips.
Lovely. I love room service, you know. So we're going to the Gilpin and we're booked in for dinner.
What's the point in even putting your makeup on?
And I sound like, I didn't want to sound like a dick or sound like really boring, but if you've got a stunning room and I just don't want to get, I don't want to be have my spa treatments then all snuggly and then get dressed and put
what
makeup
treatments
on.
Are you having?
Don't know yet.
Has he booked it all?
No.
Oh.
So I want to like...
No. It's Lauren's birthday, by the way.
Yeah, it's my birthday on this day. So I don't want to then put clothes on. I want to put my skincare on and sit and watch Netflix and eat chips from room service.
I wonder if they have Netflix in there. They'll have Netflix in there.
Well, I'll report back.
Guys, if you own a hotel, like, that's just a PSA from us.
So we've literally blabbed and we've missed all the things that we were meant to talk about because we've been blabbing off topic.
We can do that in the bonus. Well,
some of the things will move to the bonus. So, I've got a funny story.
Go.
Right, sorry, we've just chit-chatted for too long and I've got a funny story. Right, so this is just about men. Fucking men and how fucking nuts they are. And one of my friend's friend, we'll leave it at that, has an ex, okay? They've not been together for 3-4 years now, a long, long time. He's one of these, like, narcissistic, went and stalked her afterwards. Like, nuts, nuts, nuts. She gets a call the other day from somebody who has a car place. I'm going to keep it a bit vague so it's not... And says, your ex was in the other day. And she's like, oh, right, fucking hell, what, buying a car? He's like, nah, I saw him on the CCTV. Walked in, sat in a Porsche.
Took a picture
of himself, and then got off. This man is probably about 40, I don't know how old he is, right? He gets worse. So he's obviously on one at the minute. So he does that. I assume he's changed all his profile pictures to it. I don't know, I've just added that.
Can we have a look?
She gets an email. This guy has emailed her from his PA's account. This is a businessman, pretending that they've sent the wrong email to confirm the delivery of their G-Wagon. So he's gone on his PA's fucking email, so it's from the PA, and he's put, hi, such and such. Thanks for our, the title is G-Wagon Order. Thank you for the confirmation of the chat earlier. We will send over the documents, blah, blah, blah. Great to meet with you. Look forward to receiving his new G-Wagon. And sent it to... So then we're chatting and she was like, this isn't the first time this has happened. I got an email like this as well that was by mistake to me.
Oh, it's always by mistake.
And it was about buying a villa abroad. And it was, hi, I'd like to confirm the deposit will be sent soon for the chat we had earlier about me buying the villa abroad.
This man is an ick.
And this is a fully grown man. Like, what are you doing? Getting in a car. No, so if you see, if you're chatting to a guy, any guy, and his picture is in a Rolls Royce,
any
a Bentley.
Man, listen, any man with money isn't showing money, it off. It, like, the girls know, like, their watch is probably fake. Like, and then you've been fingered by a man with a fake watch.
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
I don't want that on my CV.
Just be so careful.
Like, that's fucking... If I found out, like, have you seen that meme where it's like, his Patek was fake?
Do you know what? Right. I'm going to tell you the issue with this. Okay. And I'm all for it.
I almost just spam off.
That was very funny, wasn't it? Like, you've been fingered by a man with a fake watch.
Like, I'm going to tell
with
you.
With that hand, with the watch.
With the watch. The watch has been in your pants. Right. I'm going to tell you the bigger picture
his
with this.
Calvin Klein boxes it isn't, are probably fake.
It isn't about the fact it's fake, right? We like a dupe. It's not that. It's deeper.
It's the facade.
It's deeper. It's the fact that he cares about his image that much and he wants to show off and impress and lie that much that he will get a fake watch, getting a fake car.
Private jet.
A private fake jet to give... And that is giving somebody who is way too arsed.
Dangerous.
And danger. Someone who cares way
like,
too
we're
much.
We're allowed to buy fake
yeah,
shit.
Fine.
You're not.
You're not. It just gives off someone that is trying to entice people yeah. and entice women
it's trying
on
to,
a lie.
It's trying to give provider energy.
When they're not.
When they're not. Like, just and they're the worst. Like, yeah. literally, I've told you about my friend that went on that date with that guy and he left loads of financial
yes.
documents
spread around, around the kitchen.
Oh, sorry, my bank account, bazillion million pounds. Like, no.
The real true men that are wealthy but also okay don't show it off. They have nice things, don't get me wrong.
Quiet luxury.
Quiet, they don't show it off. You'll just notice. You'll notice.
Guys.
And it's also the luxury of
no
having
social media.
Having free time. It's that that gives you a little, oh, they don't seem to go to work. They've got quite a lot of free time because they've built a business. It's that, it's not the watches up the arm, 10 watches up the arm, pictures shaking. It's not that. Be careful.
I just think, like, we shouldn't be showing off in that vulgar way.
Outwardly showing off wealth as a man.
I got the ick, actually, the other day of Ronaldo and his wife when they put the pictures of the watches and the steering wheel.
That's just... Yeah.
And
it's
we
not
probably,
necessary.
If you go back up through
oh my
our
God,
Instagram
I've done it. I've done it. When I got my first Mercedes, I took a picture of the steering wheel, but I was 21. But
anyway,
look,
and it was yours at least,
and
not like
if
that
you
man.
Are absolutely loaded, we know we're not, we don't need to see your watch because we already know that you're absolutely loaded. We're
always
good,
check them out on company's house. Anyway, yeah. Girls. We're moving over. Are we moving over? What are we doing?
Half time.
Right, we're going on a break.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome Lauren, back. You've got a funny story for us.
Well, it's more of an apology. to anyone listening, I'm really sorry if it was you. So, basically, I was feeling really stressed the other day, which I often am, and I had loads going on. So my mind was like, rah! And you know, you just get yourself into that. And I had Thea and Tommy in the car. It was half term. And
your
I was
PMDD.
It was just a lot. And I was driving down the road and I was taking them for some lunch. And I indicated to turn and there wasn't any spaces. And I was just, you know, when you're sweating as well in the car. And it was a busy road. Mm. So I had to kind of, it wasn't that busy. It was like a cobble street. And I had to reverse out back onto the road. It wasn't ideal. Anyway, I had my window down because it was hot because I was getting very sweaty. And at the corner where I was reversing, there was a table of women. And they were all staring at me. I assumed it was because I was doing the reverse and I probably shouldn't have been doing it and I was all... And they were like nudging and staring. And I
you
went...
thought it was in a bitchy way.
Mm-hmm. So I went, Yeah? You okay?
No, Lauren.
Right, so then I was like, you okay?
Aggressive.
Aggressive, I was. I'd lost my fucking head. And then I saw one of the mime nip tuck. And I was like, fuck! Anyway, so I parked, started walking past them. I went, girls, I am so sorry about that. I was like, I thought you were staring at me because of my maneuver in the road. And they were laughing. They were like, no, we just saw the window down. And I was like to my mate, that's that girl off Nip Tuck. She's the one that talks about those fanny probiotics that are really good. And anyway, I said to them, I was like, guys, and they were like, listen, we get it. I had the pram, I had the baby. I was like sweating. And they were like, we love the pod. I was like, I am so sorry about that passag. Well, it wasn't even passag, it was aggressive. And they were like, no. They were lovely. They were like, no, we that's get brilliant. It. And yeah, I thought they were staring as if to say, fucking doing that maneuver. So I was like, yeah. And then I thought, I saw Nip Tuck and I thought, oh. So yeah, I'm sorry that I did that. Really, really sorry. But we do have, they were lovely. And our listeners are so fucking lovely. What about the lady that listens to that 68?
I know. Well, my mum listens every week.
That's so high.
I walked into the kitchen and she was listening. And I was like, mum, do you actually listen? She was like, yes, I love it.
Oh.
But yeah, we got like a wide range.
Yeah, we got, what was it? Girls, how cute is my mum sending this? She's 68 and loves the pod. Whenever she gets in my car, she says, can we have the girls on?
Oh, I love that. And it's a bonding experience for them.
That is so nice. We have, so, do you know what I think we need more of though? Younger girls, so that we can teach them the ways and we can be like, don't put up with that, don't do that, don't pluck your eyebrows out, don't get severe eyebrow tattoo, don't get a tattoo. I feel like we need that kind of, we need to help these girls. But yeah,
well, speaking of young,
what,
we're not
fucking hell.
Oh, Coachella.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lauren, like, it's your idea of hell. Would, if you got invited there, or I would not stop here. I'm not fucking going there. I've got all my fucking kids. Who the fuck do they think I am going there?
I'm not leaving my kids to go to LA.
I would.
I wouldn't, I don't think.
Yes,
but
you would.
I wouldn't.
Really?
It's the logistics. Couldn't be arsed. But
the jet lag when you go to LA.
It's the logistics. It's too far. At the minute, I couldn't. The stress of where what everyone was doing would be way too much for me. But it did make me feel a type of way, and I, as we know, I'm very comfortable with who I am. I am who I am. It is what it is. I don't very often look at people and feel jealousy, but
we're going to Glastonbury next year.
What? Are we?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Glastonbury.
Yeah, we're going next year. All of us are going next year.
Oh,
okay,
good. But I was this weekend.
That's more us.
I was looking at the Coachella girls.
They look stunning,
and I'll be totally honest. I felt a bit like a boring old woman. And the girls that were going, Sam Kenny, Sammy Alicia.
She's coming to the brunch things here. Oh, I'm sure good. She'll tell us.
And I was just looking at them and I was like, you have no commitments. You are just living. You look great. Your body's tight. Your skin
Sydney
is tight.
Crouch looks incredible at the
She's
minute.
She's smashing it. She's on an absolute, like, glow up after breakup.
She looks fucking
She's
unreal.
Hitting hard by looking like that. Like, she has turned it around. That's how you do it. She looks great. And I was just looking at them all. And I was just like, they just looked so beautiful and young, and the stomachs didn't need a tummy tuck. And I'm not normally like that, but it was in my face. It was everywhere.
God.
And I'm not normally,
I didn't even feel like that. And I'm pregnant.
I'm not normally like that.
You do get those
that.
Feelings when you're pregnant.
Yeah, you get like that. I miss socialising. Then you're like, oh no, I hate socialising. But when you're pregnant, you miss it. But yeah, I was just looking at them all and I was like, you are in your fucking prime. Like, and then I thought, a brand is never going to invite me to Coachella because I'm not the demographic.
We're
and
not.
Then. And then that hit me hard as well. And I thought, that's it now. I'm not a Coachella girl.
I'm inviting you to Glastonbury.
That will do. Could you make a brand invite for me? I mean, well, not that we get invited anywhere, but I was just like,
it'll
that'll
probably
never
be a
be
work
me.
Thing. And we'll try and get involved in some way with Nip Tuck because they do pod slots, don't they, Luke?
I didn't know
I'd
that.
I'd love to go and do some pod bits at Glastonbury.
I don't know anything about it.
Do you think many of our listeners go to Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Do you?
Massive Scouse following.
Really?
We have a huge Scouse following and there's a lot of Scousers. We need to find out more about Glastonbury.
Right, well, there we go.
Because there's a podcast tent where you have a slot.
Oh, that would be fun. Imagine if no one was there.
I think we got pitched. We got pitched and a few years ago.
No.
I think we could. I think one of us was pregnant or something.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
And from a brand side of things, because it fits in with like the hungover eyes, the facial inner. No, seriously.
That fits us, the hungover.
It does. So, yeah. And
maybe we do something.
Wimbledon is more us. I would love to go to Wimbledon next year.
Wimbledon is not me.
It is the drinks and the dressing up. Races, you
hate.
Not your thing.
I am going to put it out there. I hate the races.
We need to talk about the races. It's just been actually angry.
It's cold. It's wet.
I love it.
I fucking hate it.
You've not been properly done.
And I also hate dressing up to that level. I feel like a dick. Not that anyone else was. Everyone else was fucking great, but me, myself.
That's like me wearing a wedding dress. I get it.
Yeah. When I'm like, when it's over, I hate it. I don't know why.
Like, you don't feel like you.
No, I feel like a knob. And then when I'm there as well.
Don't say that because you might get invited to Royal Ascot properly.
Well, I'll still probably feel like a knob, but I'll pretend I don't.
Yeah.
But like, I just, and if I get invited, yeah, I get, I just, okay, I'm not saying Royal Ascot. I'm not saying the race is done a certain
way,
but I've
been
to just the normal races.
No, loads of my mates. You went.
Yeah, loads of my mates love it. So fine. But for me,
you'd like Cheltenham.
It's my idea of fucking hell. Wandering
around. You want to go to Cheltenham as well. You'd really like that because then you can wear just like a suit or whatever, and then you can get fully like
involved. It's the walking around in the cold. It's just standing there watching race. It's not for me.
No, we'll be in a box of
yeah sorts. That is slightly different, but just the normal experience is just not for me. And also it's too bright, the makeup, so, the brightness, bleh.
Listen to this. Did you know that in Liverpool, because obviously the race is like Ladies Day and all that shit, so every year I do a TikTok about the Daily Fail doing their article about Ladies Day, where it's just really passive aggressive, and it's like secretly taken drunk pictures mainly of girls
with knickers out, bum out, boobs out,
falling in a bush, like,
which I think's fucking
having
hilarious.
Fun, and I hate it. It wasn't top story this year.
Really?
Yeah. Also, did you know that the girls working in Liverpool get up at 3 a.m. to do everyone's hair and makeup?
That's a girl. That's a Scouser for you. They're in it.
I love Scouser friends.
They make the effort. They're not shy about making the effort. They're there. They're going to get
it's
the girls feeling
good. It's like a religion,
good.
The races, isn't it?
Yeah, and do you know what? Like, the girls look like they had such a good time. Some of the outfits. Do you know what? Actually, now you've said that, I actually noticed there was one that I noticed that was passag, where they were talking to girls that had the boobs out quite a lot.
Yes, that's Race the only Day one I TV, saw. I think, is the new version of the Daily Mail, because I did think it was a bit rage baity, where they and it was annoying that it was a woman interviewing
and
other women.
To there was one particular video, the ones where the boobies were out a bit.
Yeah. And let them!
I saw a video, and everyone they interviewed had really like spilly boobies and low cut tops.
Yeah,
and I thought,
like, as if they're walking around, like, go to her.
Go to her with the boobs
you.
Out. And that's
turn
how I
around
that
and
feeling.
Go, where's your fucking outfit from?
Yeah, I got a feeling from that one. But I love to see it. I hope whoever went got fucking smashed and fell in a bush, because I think it's very funny. But imagine how shit you'd feel if you woke up the next day and you'd had a great night with your mates and there was a picture of you with your knickers out, or like, it's just, it's not, we don't need to see that.
So, have you bought a pair of Molly Mae trainers?
Mm-mm.
Not your thing? I like the brown ones.
Just not my, I like them, but I just don't need them. I've got 22 pairs of trainers. I just didn't need them.
Now, have
I like
you
them.
Seen all of the passag posts on Instagram?
Let
right,
her
I'm gonna
be
read
jealous.
You two.
Jealous.
Jealous.
Let her live. Fuck off.
So, basically.
Yeah, so Ashley's gonna get them up now. But every time Molly Mae does anything, these posts go around like, you'll support Molly Mae, but you won't support your friend. And I just like,
your
leave
mate's
her.
Wax melt business.
Because we don't want, I don't want wax melts, but I love her trainers. Like, how about it's not that deep? I just really like her maybe clothing. I really like the style.
Molly Mae is selling out matcha latte trainers to buy yet another £6,000 handbag. Meanwhile, your friend just wants to make enough money to spend time with her kids.
Why
right,
do people
no,
make
listen,
it about
them? The engagement on that post was high.
And that's why they did it.
Like people were fucking Were they enjoying it? Another one here. We'll post them on Patreon. You've probably liked Molly Mae's new launch, but when was the last time you shared your friend's business? Don't hypermillionaires launch without thinking, but hesitate to support your friend for free. Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. It's giving jealous.
It's jealous.
I'm sorry, but I am literally one of those boomers who is shut the fuck up and work harder. Yeah. And I will never, like, that's me. And I honestly hate this whole mentality. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I feel it's our job need to put a stop to this because it's really pissing me off. Like Kim Kardashian said, nobody gives a fuck. Get up and work. Like Molly Mae said, there's 24 hours in a day. Yes, everyone's battling things. I am. You are. There's all kinds of shit going on that you don't know about. But no one's going to hand you something on our plate.
Yeah, you've got to work for it. I mean, I do... Listen.
I think, yeah, show your friends love, but, like...
I do understand that when, like, when Molly made that comment and when Kim said that, it's all right to say that from somebody who has already got extra help.
Yeah, but they are hard workers.
Of course they are. There's absolutely no... There's no denying that. But I get what people... I think people take it too deep and too personal.
I've just listened to the Cardi B Emma Greed podcast.
Is it good?
Mate, you, like, she, all the shit she says, she's like, if I want a job done, I go and do it myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't do any of this shit where I even listen to the fact that someone else is going to go and do something for me because they won't do it properly.
Yeah, I like
that. She's like, I don't sit back and relax. I don't let my manager do anything for me. I go out and do it myself.
I think that's true. I think that's the only way.
She said, like, I have paid for all of my clothes, all of my PR, all of my record sessions, so I've got control over everything. Yeah. She
says you can only trust yourself.
Bitch, get up and work thing. Like, honestly, like, I just think those... Molly Mae things as well, like, that is giving.
I just don't get the point.
I think that is giving, trying to dull someone else's shine.
Yes, what I think is the better way to have done it would have been just a post about sharing your friends' work.
And what it means.
In a lovely way. Like, you don't know how much it means to me. You might forget. You might scroll through my new eyebrows that I've done for someone, but it would mean the world if you shared it. You don't, and that would make me think, fuck, I do scroll past. I don't ever think to share.
Honestly, girls,
that would
though,
be more important rather than comparing it to Molly Mae and bringing her down. And also the fact of her handbag. What's it got to do with you?
Bullshit.
What doesn't matter what the money's for.
I always stand by this and I will always do it. I pay and I post for most things. Don't get me wrong. We get gifted a lot of stuff. Yes. Have I asked for gifting before? Yeah. Or a collab and stuff like that. And we're going to get onto that in a second.
And Binky.
But a lot of the time, I pay and I post. And, like, if you have got, even if you've got 500 followers, you go and get your nails done, just tag your friend.
Yeah.
Tag your friend. It's not hard. Like, we're all in this together. And I know from Lauren as well, we were both beauty girlies. It's hard. And, like, the world of marketing is tough and social media. And you don't need to pay someone to help you. Just immerse yourself in it a bit.
Say
to clients, babe, would you mind popping them on Instagram?
So what I think is, I think people often think if they're not an influencer, then their share doesn't matter.
No, it does.
But it really does. If you get your nails done, your eyebrows done, your eyelashes done from somebody local, your followers, even if you've got 200, will be probably local girls. So that actually is probably more beneficial to that particular person, hairdresser, than someone with 500,000 that lives in London or the opposite end of the country sharing them. So it is still important, but I just think the way it's done, let's not mention Molly Mae. Like, what's that got to do with it? I can buy Molly Mae's trainers and I can share my nail girl as well. It's fine.
Do both. Oh, God, I got very passionate there, didn't I? Jeez Louise.
You all right?
I'm all right. I'm just... I've got a lot to say about this Binky stuff, so we're going to do that in the bonus.
Yes, let's talk about the bonus because we're going to run out of time.
Now, let's hype some brands up, Lauren. Let's tell everyone what we brought this week.
Do you know what? I've not bought as much as normal, which is probably good because fucking hell.
What we bought this week. So Ed bought me the Cyclar body stuff for my birthday present in January. And it's only just come. It's from America.
Right.
Supposedly one of Hailey Bieber's favourites. Oh. I got the Santal and the vanilla. The body oil.
Nice.
Chef's kiss. Like, my tummy is so soft and it smells like heaven.
Where do we get that?
that London Loves Beauty website. I've got it on. Aldi vanilla baby wipes.
Oh, but are they okay because they're scented? Maybe slightly older.
I wouldn't use them on Tommy, but oh, yeah, God, they smell slightly of vanilla. Ooh. And they're bedtime wipes, they're called. So they're massive wipes. Oh. The only thing is I want a tab on the top.
Vanilla mixed with shit.
Ooh. Nice. Aldi chocolate fruit.
I meant to say this the other day. I meant to, and I didn't put it on my list.
From Aldi. Yeah.
Have you had the ones, are you talking about the frozen or not frozen?
Frozen.
Right. So I was meant to say the other week and forgot, Aldi do a dried raspberry and a dried strawberry covered in chocolate, white chocolate and dark. Fucking hell.
Off to Aldi I go.
Yep.
The Gem range that you can buy in M&S, Gem deodorant. Now, this comes in like mango and vanilla, like vanilla and something. Oh,
nice.
Oh, and they do a body spray. So good. And it, yeah, love. Next time you're in M&S. The number 98 shampoo.
So this is Lorna's, is it?
I think Lorna's involved in it. Number 98 beauty shampoo. Now, not going to lie, got this gifted, but I have used a bottle and have repurchased because the new hair growth, don't know if it's down to my will powders or this or a combination. Also, I love it that much that when I go and get a blow dry, I either take it with me or I wash my hair at home with it before.
Right.
Obsessed. Nivea Soft. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Like, cheap. I repurchased it again because my skin is getting a bit hormonally. Mm. And also, like, I can use it on me. I can use it on the kids. It's in the drawer. It's just a grab and go. Yeah. Ed uses it. Like, Nivea Soft's fucking good. Like, and we forget how good Nivea Soft is.
I think we forget what's it called? Brands. What am I trying to say?
Supermarket.
Drugstore, sorry, yeah.
Gaviscon sticks.
What do you do? Where do you put them?
So it's Gaviscon, but in a stick, you know, like a Humantra stick.
So you can put them in your handbag.
So I've got them dotted everywhere.
Really good idea. A few in the car. Because you never know when it's going to come.
Oh, and when you've got it, it's not
nice.
I got
it right at the end of my pregnancy.
Yeah. Not hot bad. Girls have heartburn. Mm. So Gaviscon sticks. And last but not least, the Breath Company mouthwash. Mm. Spoken
tastes
about
like
it before.
Shit though, mate.
I don't think it does.
Maybe I got the wrong one because I got one after your record.
Blue?
Blue. No, it had like a yellow cap. I got it off your record. Fucking hell, it tasted like shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the Breath Company mouthwash.
I must have got the wrong one.
It's fabulous. I get the pink or the blue.
No, it had a yellow, it orange cap.
Hours of freshness.
Awful. Right.
On to Lauren's list.
Onto my list. I got the...
Tastes like shit.
No, I must have got the wrong one because I posted it on Instagram and I said, what would you rather? Your breath smell nice, but your mouth tastes like shit, or your breath smell like shit, but your mouth tastes okay? Because honestly, my breath was fine, but my mouth tasted like shit. I must have got the wrong one. Wasn't pink anyway, or blue. I've probably bought a fake one off Amazon.
Yeah.
I bet I did. Right, I got the the peptide collagen mask from, I can never say it.
Is it a hydrogel mask?
Yeah, from Corsair. And it changes, it's really nice, like really peptide-y, really collagen-y, blue, 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 nice, nice, nice. I can't sleep with any of them overnight, though. I don't know how.
Sweaty.
Any fucker. You move on your pillow and it rubs off. How is anyone sleeping overnight with a mask on?
I do them in the morning.
Yeah, I do them in the day or in the evening. I haven't got time. We've mentioned this before, but I've used it quite a bit more recently and I can confirm I really like the L'Oreal Telescopic Silver
Mascara.
I hadn't used it loads, but I have now, and I prefer it to Sky High at the minute, which we do normally.
It's
like.
The brush is beautiful.
The brush is really nice. It catches all of your lashes. Mm-hmm. I don't like a thick, bristly one because it gets...
Do you think we're going to get these extensions off one day? Because you're doing so well with your hair.
No. I think my lashes will be... Well, I have actually bought something from Skinvestments Reco that's probably shouldn't, I don't know. It's not for lashes growth. It's for an eye condition. Shouldn't probably use it.
From America?
Yes.
And you had to ring
in a pipette
them.
And you had to,
yeah,
rang me up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They rang me up and they were like, hi, ma'am, we need to take your payment. So I messaged her. I was like, is this fucking legit? I knew it would be because she'd put
have
it on
her
Instagram.
Have you seen her eyelashes though?
Her eyelashes were like that and her eyebrows were like
it's
that.
It's not come yet.
Mine's come and I've still not used it. It came a week ago. Fucking useless. But we love
Skinvestment on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll see. I have just bought, but it hasn't arrived yet, a necklace from Crystals & Co. And it was like 80 odd quid. Obviously, it's not real. It's a thin gold chain. And then it has two diamonds on it. One of them is like a teardrop shape. And one of them is a square. And styled by LLB. I forgot the bloody handle.
LLB, yeah.
She wore it. I love her. And we've mentioned it before. And it's really nice. And they do a matching ring. And I was thinking of maybe...
A bit Lorna-esque, yeah.
I was thinking of maybe getting like a lab diamond ring as a treat one day. Yeah, anyway, so I've got that necklace. It's really nice. It's called Crystals & Co. Never heard of them. Think they're Irish. Waiting for that to come. I got some new House of Tour...
Colours. I love the green.
I got green, white and blue because I just thought like on holiday with gold jewellery and a tan, everyone's gone nuts for these bracelets. Nuts. They actually sent me these, but I ordered
Tori's
them.
Tori's so nice, you know. She does fine line tattoos as well. We should get her round for one.
I can't have any more tattoos. It's terrible. Mine are terrible, not tattoos. And they do like a pink and a red, which is really nice.
Have you seen
as
the
well.
Tennis bracelets that they've done?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
I know. I'm thinking of investing, yeah. But yeah. Beautiful.
What else have I got? I bought some clothes rails, and as soon as I bought them, Ashley, I'd already ordered them. I was talking to Ashley about the house move, and she was like, whatever you do, don't get cheap shit clothes rails. They will break, I'd already ordered them all from Temu.
Are they shit?
They've not come yet.
They'll be shit. They'll fall down. You'll hate building them.
The plan is in the garage to have them all out with everyone's clothes on until we've renovated.
If you get the full-on industrial ones, you literally can hang your clothes and the removal men pop it in the van, put the brakes on the wheels, and then bring it out.
I've bought like 5 from Temu at 25 quid each. Anyway, I'll let you know about that because that's my plan. I'm going to hang them. James got some boxes that you put a hanging rail in and you move everything. It looks too messy for me. There's a set that is sold out, but put it on your clicky thing because it's on my clicky notify. River Island. It's a polka dot set, but it's not like... It's like a cream with polka dot. It's not like black and white polka dot. It's not too in your face. And it's like silk and it's like a handkerchief top and some loose trousers.
Ooh.
And it's like polka dotty, but... blurred. It's not like we're, and it's fucking gorgeous. It's on River Island now, but I've got a notify me. It'll come back in stock. Notify
Noughts and Kisses polka dot set looks really
I've
nice.
Not seen that.
You would really see that. Might be a nice.
I don't
Julie
mind a
Perry
touch,
outfit.
A touch of polka dot. What the fuck are we gonna wear?
And the new Wonder Doll stuff's really nice as well. The lounge wear, the stripy pink.
The
one
stripy pink one's lovely.
You would look nice in that with the tan.
Yeah, that's nice. I need to get an outfit for Julie Perry's. Thing and I need to get one. I'm going out the next day for a brunch at somewhere in Manchester, so I need 2 outfits and I've just not got it in me right now. And then the other thing I got red is, you will have seen it, Liv's jacket was red. Zara did that red jacket that everyone asked about. Red is really, really summering, so I got some sandals from Zara that have got like a black base. They're like thong toe, whatever they're called.
That's
sandals.
Very in, yeah.
And the red. And just get pops of red. Red hair clip I've got. Get little pops of red because it's very, very in.
I've got a red Chanel bag.
It's very in. And with like a grey tracky white vest and then like something red on.
Yeah.
It will it'll do well. I also got these from Zara.
I love a red Birkin.
I mean, I was thinking more like a red belt, but or like a red hair clip. But a Birkin, that is also an option. That would do well. These joggers are from Zara. They're not too long either because they're always too long on me. And because they've got a slight
pocket,
it makes you look like you've got a hip. So if you're like me and you haven't, and that's it.
We're going to head over into the bonus. Now, the bonus is where you will get the X-rated unfiltered chat. You can access the bonus on Apple Subscribe. So you pay a little tiny weenie
A little
fee,
weenie, 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 choo-choo.
And then you can like dip in and out of the extra episodes. And if you are new to here and you want all the extra goss, then I would recommend subscribing because then you can go back and listen to hours of extra chat. Yeah. Like I said, it's a different vibe, Lauren.
It's like anything that we're a bit like, ooh, woo, we'll whack it on the bonus. We're going to talk about Binky and her cakes. We've got some dilemmas. You said you've got a cracking dilemma that you really want to like dive into. So that's going to be really good. We'll probably slag men off a bit more on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't
always.
Know. We'll probably say some private things. But yeah.
I got papped. I need to tell you
Let's talk
that.
About that. Yeah, so over there, we can be a little bit more chill. We take the shoes off. We slouch a bit more. But yeah, so get us on the bonus. Or if not, we will see you next Wednesday.
Guys, as well, I just, on that note, if you can share Molly May, you can share
virus. Get rid of my Molly Trainer. If you can share Molly May so she buys another £6,000 handbag, then you can share Nip Tuck so Ashley can buy another £6,000 handbag. Please.
What are you buying?
Timu fucking F. So I, please share us so I can afford some proper
clothes
rails. Right, we love you guys. Bye.